I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Well, greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband leaving a message anyway. So I wonder why this is. Is it because so many things? I wonder. I want you to be aware. I had a delightful hike this weekend with Chris. We went to Johnson Woods, as I think I've described already. But the pertinent thing is, we've kind of agreed to encourage each other and not remain complacent about our situation. He has not an identical, but a fairly close issue with his wife. So we, in our dialogue Sunday, we did a lot of examining the scripture and then encouraging each other to say, okay, this has got to stop. And he went home and lived it. It was a step, but it was a significant step in the right direction. And we also discussed the plan to show up in February so I can see my kids. Putting things together for that. One of the things that is a big concern is obviously the person I want to see most, my wife. But if there's no love for me from her, it would tear me apart to see her. So it becomes a very difficult situation. But especially George, Susanna, Glory, Jane, Walter, and Zadok, I want to see them. I am their dad. This is not a request, if you would please, and it's up to you. This is a demand. I'm the dad. And I have every right, according to man's law, to see my kids. You've denied me phone access against man's law for 4 years. So I'm going to show up and I want to see my kids face to face. I will indicate to them, as I did in the last phone call I had with them, my goal is reconciliation, and I'm not going to stop pursuing that. And that I'm a follower of Christ, and what is happening is in disobedience to Christ by my wife and my father-in-law. I will not hide that. So I'm making it clear, this is the plan. I ask that you work with me rather than work against me. If you have any love for my kids, if there's any love from my wife or for my wife, I think he would work with me. When Jim Cross says, well, if you come up with more money, you can maybe after a couple years become part of your family again. That's not a man following in obedience to Christ or a man offering love. So my intent is to pursue reconciliation with Jim Cross or push him out of the way. I would rather have reconciliation. It's up to him. But the complacency is over. Expect me. My lady, I love you.